You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Today's title is, I'm Just Passing Through. The Torah tells us, V'ger lo'y soynev lo'y sechaltzenu, ki gerim ha'yisem be'eretz Mitzrayim, and do not taunt or oppress a convert or a stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. In addition, the Torah gives a reason why we have to be especially sensitive to gerim, to converts, because ki atem yadatem es nefesh ager, for you are familiar with the mentality of the stranger. You know the feeling of one who feels subdued and humbled. Therefore, his eyes are constantly turned towards Hashem because he lacks in self-confidence. And Hashem, kibiyachol, personally intercedes for him faster than Hashem would do for a person not in his position. The Gemara in Bava Metzia talks about the negative prohibition, the love of reminding a ger or his son of their former deeds. When a ger comes to study Torah, one cannot say to him, how can the mouth which used to enjoy all manner of forbidden foods presume to study and speak the holy Torah? In fact, the Gemara says that someone who wants to denigrate a ger, we say upon him, mum shebecha al toimer bechavercha. Do not speak to your fellow man about a blemish as long as you yourself are afflicted with such a blemish. When the Jewish people were enslaved in Egypt, their status was not superior than that of a ger. But we have to understand, how could the Gemara use the term mum shebecha, the blemish which is in you? How could you call it a mum, a blemish? It happened thousands of years ago. And how could we say that this blemish exists now when Egypt is far behind us? In addition, it seems that a ger has a low status. However, don't we say three times a day in the bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, al tzadikim, al chasidim, and it says, v'al gerei atzedek, and on the righteous gerim, the bracha that puts them on an equal basis, equal status to the greatest people in Yisrael, just due to the fact that all they did was convert. There is a famous story about the Chofetz Chaim. Once a wealthy businessman went to see the Chofetz Chaim in his home. When he got there, he saw the Chofetz Chaim's home was sparsely furnished. The businessman exclaimed, where's all your furniture? The Chofetz Chaim answered back, where's all your furniture? The businessman said, well, I'm just passing through. So too, the Chofetz Chaim said, I am also just passing through. We find that tzaddikim refer to themselves as gerim. Rabbeinu Bachai says that ger is derived from the word gargir, a single seed removed from its husk, something separated from its origin. Tzaddikim view life differently than the majority of people. A tzaddik views his residence on earth as something as only a temporary stay. And that's what David said in Tehillim, I am only a stranger on earth, do not hide your mitzvahs from me. David viewed himself as a tourist who had been invited to commence a journey, though he doesn't know his time of departure. Because he doesn't know when he'll leave, he has to go and accumulate provisions for his journey. These provisions are doing the mitzvahs properly. That's why David is asking Hashem not to hide his mitzvahs from him, but to give him the proper understanding to be able to fulfill them. How we look at a ger is how we look at ourselves. The Gemara in Brachas tells us, Kol soim agul letvila, hareza ben oilam haba. If you go and you say Gaal Yisrael, and then you say Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to be someone who gets the next world. Rabbeinu Yonah says, that can't be so. It can't be so easy. A person who says by rote davens every day is going to go and get the next world. I've been a ben oilam haba. Doesn't make sense. So he explains that what's the whole purpose that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim wasn't to make us free. Pesach is not the freedom festival. Hashem took us for being slaves of Paro to become Avde Hashem, the servants of Hashem. When we talk about the Geula, the redemption from Mitzrayim, when we realize that right now we're Avde Hashem, then we know what our obligation is to do. It's to do Avodas Hashem, the worship of Hashem. And what is Avodas Hashem? Tefillah, davening. If a person lives their lives with this intention, this kavana, that they were taken out of Mitzrayim to be an Eved Hashem, and that's why they're keeping Torah and Mitzvahs, and that's a symbolism of Soimech, saying Gal Yisrael and then Zavading Shemoneh Esrei right away, then they have reached the highest levels, and then they are truly a Ben Olam Haba. However, someone who does not realize this is still an Eved, still a slave, switching one master for another. The Torah says the letters on the Luchos were Charus, engraved on the stone of the Luchos. Chazal say, don't read Charus, engraved, Elecheres, freedom. The only free person is one who keeps the Torah. This seems counterintuitive. There are 248 obligations and 365 prohibitions. It seems that every aspect of a person's life is regulated by the Torah. So how are they free? However, the reality is that if Hashem is not your master, then the Yetzer Hara is your master. The Yetzer Hara's sole purpose is to destroy an individual morally, emotionally, psychologically, and physically. A person may think that they are doing what they want, but if they take a long, hard look at their motivations and feelings, they will see that they are enslaved to their lusts and desires. A person looks down at a ger as a haughty individual who believes that this world is it. He is settled with his community, his family, and looks with disdain at the newcomer. That is who the Gemara says, Mum Shebecha, the blemish within you, because that person is still a slave in Egypt, maybe not to Paro, but to their Yetzahara, because Oilam Hazeh, this world is the Iker, is everything. So anyone who does not fit into their worldview is given over to scorn and mockery. The true tzaddikim know that they themselves are gerim in this world. They have tremendous respect for a convert who gave up his olam haza to become sheltered under the kanfei hashchina, under Hashem's divine protection. Chazal tell us that the greatest way to know our own mumim, our own flaws, our own chisroinas, what we're missing, is the way we look at others. Someone who is davuk, who clings to olam hazeh, this world, sees a mum, a blemish in a convert. Someone who is focused on olam haba only sees what we say in davening. Ala tzadikim, ala chasidim, ala zignem chabes Yisrael, v'al pleitas oivrehem, v'al geirei hatzedek. Geirim in the same category as tzadikim, who themselves are the true geirim in this world.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.